The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, so here we go with post-colonoscopy. Diana seems as though she's being held hostage against her will.
Here?
Right yeah. No. Yeah, right now.
How's that?
Like, why are you making me do this? Okay, so you witnessed all this. I have video. You shot video that everybody had hoped you had shot, would shoot.
Yeah. One of the best parts, though, I did not get on video.
What was that?
Like, you said something about being stupid.
I did?
Yes. You said something about being stupid, and the nurse was in there. She was. That's when she was taking out your IV and...
Oh, no. Is that when I was talking about Trump?
Yeah.
I do remember that. I don't remember why I was talking about Trump.
I don't remember. That kind of just came out of the blue, but...
Okay. So...
And then you kept wanting hash browns.
Okay. Well, you're stealing thunder because that's coming up.
Oh, you're going to show
it. Yeah, that's on that video. We can watch it together. Everything went normal.
Yep.
I'm fine. I'm hungry. The fucking amazing medicine. The guy walked in. The nurse anesthetist. Mm-hmm. I don't know, the guy who puts in the anesthesia. And this nice nurse. And so two people. And he's got a needle in his hand. He goes, this is going to make you feel good. And so then he put the medicine in. And then I left you. And I went and do a... like the room, and I go, have you put it in there yet? The medicine. He goes, yeah, a little bit. And I go, I detect nothing. So I was a little concerned about that. And then I think he put like the rest of it in there. And then, at that point he was putting that oxygen thing in my nose. And then, I have the next thing I know I'm waking up. There was, she asked the fateful question, the nurse, before he gave me that fatal dose of whatever it was. So what do you do for a living? And I think she thought something was up. Maybe she might have recognized the voice or something, because she goes, so what do you do for a living? I go, well, this is going to sound weird, but I podcast. And then guy who's putting the medicine in, he goes, oh, what do you podcast about? And I go, well... do you, how long have you lived in West Michigan? He says, oh, since 07. I go, okay, well, then you no doubt have heard of the Free Beer and Hot Wings radio show. And he says, yes. I go, well, I'm the guy that got fired. And she goes, I knew it. And he goes, oh, yeah. And so then, you know, oh, and you do the Griffin. So they go, oh, well, this is just, so that's like a, that was like a big, the room was all a flutter.
And a buzz, you said earlier.
I said it was all a buzz. Uh-huh. The room was a buzz.
The room was a buzz.
Now, before we get to this video, something happened when you were driving me home. And I'm reasonably certain that had I been driving home on the sedation, we would have been in
better hands.
We would have been in better hands. You threw up. you threw up.
I did not throw up. I took a drink of water and it. I got a little too much water in my mouth, and so it went down the wrong pipe.
Yeah, but something made...
it, like, choked.
Oh, it did. And then that's when I reacted.
Right. And so by you reacting, like, what the hell, made me laugh, so it made it even worse. And literally, what was in my mouth, I couldn't swallow. So it just kept spewing out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah. And it was just... I'm, like, looking at you, like, what the fuck?
I couldn't even drive.
And then you
my eyes were watering.
Yeah, and you had... you actually, for a period of time, you had a look of distress on your face. I grabbed the wheel.
Yeah, because I couldn't breathe.
Yeah, I was like Trump in the back of the thing there. So you missed the turn.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because I was concentrating on not...
right.
A,
I was like, oh, fuck, we're going to die, this crazy
bitch.
Be
breathing.
Jesus.
That was bad. Got it. Still feel like a little.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you suffered some type of trauma.
Is it? Do I sound hoarse?
A little. You sound a little, a little Jackie Greenish.
Maybe I have lung cancer.
Okay. The doctor, he was all business. How about him? That was the doctor who did yours years prior.
I do not remember him.
And he was, how did you like the way he was describing, like he's done it 1 million times, mm-hmm. just kind of like he was
memorized. Very matter-of-factly.
And I was like, oh, God, hurry. This is one of these guys. He's all business. There's no, this guy has no sense of humor whatsoever. I go, all right, there you go. So then he brought me back. He raped me. And then he did the exam, and then that was it.
I'm just glad that the doctor that I had, that I told you.
Oh.
Well, I think that was the anesthesiologist. I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember this, but 5 years ago when you had this, you, and I don't even remember it happening. I can't believe I don't remember it happening. But I told you that you said this, and then I forgot it. That man was very... very overweight, yeah. And you said something horrible to him.
Well, I said it nicely. I just told him I was worried about him.
Yeah, the guy is like, okay, well, off we go. And you said, hey, and you like put your hand, I'm worried about you. And he's like, why? And you said, you're too overweight or something like that. You actually, I mean, that guy's probably, he hung himself after that.
Well, I was just said, I felt like he just,
He's
going to have a heart attack or something.
Yeah, because that medicine is truth serum, You just say, it's horrible. It's like having a three-year-old. You know how three-year-olds tell you everything?
Yeah. That was bad. I did.
Yeah, that's rough. Okay, so let's get
good.
In. Huh?
But you were, they said you have a clean bill of health.
Yeah, I had one polyp. They showed it to me, and they removed it. And then that's it. I don't need it again for 5 years?
5 years, yeah. I could have sworn they told me 10, but I think that's maybe it is 5. I don't know. For me, not for you.
Okay. So let's get into the video. That's not it. It is right there. This is one of two. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, EUFY.com, for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You may have noticed you can't hear me now. We will be able to hear them. And, okay. But it would be terrible if I, as usual, had the wrong settings and you suddenly couldn't see or hear this. But this is me. If it's not decipherable, I will pause it and talk about it.
What did you say about him?
She shoot a video.
What about him? What about the dog?
Okay, I'm encouraging you to shoot a video and then you are interviewing me. Sorry. I'm just going to let it roll.
What did you say about him?
She shoot a video.
What about him? What about the doctor?
What about
him? You said something about him.
Yeah.
What about him? He was nice, you said?
Yeah.
I think you said he was nice. Was he nice?
Yeah. He was nice.
Hey, listen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wake up now. She's bringing you some coffee. That's what you asked for.
No memory of that.
Did
it? None.
Huh? Yeah. How long have I been in here?
Huh?
How long have I been in here?
5 minutes maybe at the most.
Yeah.
What the hell?
What the hell, what?
Can't believe it's over.
Can't believe it's over.
Mm-hmm. Can't believe it's over. I don't remember anything. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Mr. Burger.
I want to go to Mr. Burger, you say?
Yeah.
Still breakfast time, though.
I like breakfast. I like shredded hash browns.
Do they have those at Mrs. Burger?
Mr. Burger.
Mr. Burger.
Shredded hash browns. Superior cube.
Huh?
Shredded hash browns are superior hash browns. Cubed hash browns.
It's compared to what?
Cubed hash browns. You get cubed hash browns.
I like cubed hash browns.
It's a horrible decision.
Whoop. A horrible decision.
Huh?
Whoop, there it is.
When you say that. Cubed hash browns.
We'll go get some hash browns if you want hash browns. We'll go to the McDonald's drive-thru and get you some.
No. The shithead hash browns. What is that, a robot?
Is that a robot?
Blood pressure cuff.
What's it doing?
It's taking blood pressure.
Doing. What do you think? It's washing the car. I don't remember any of this.
You don't remember?
Not a bit of it.
So they're all done.
All done.
So they're all done. Okay.
So
do you remember what the doctor said?
Huh?
He said he only found one tiny polyp and he removed it.
Okay. This one, for some reason, came out a little grainy. I don't know why that is. But, okay. So that was all excellent.
This I don't know why this one came out grainy.
This is video number two.
You don't have to go buy it, honey. Listen, Eric, look at me. Say hi.
Hi.
She's got your coffee.
Now, this is when I started to remember.
Okay.
Okay, that other one was shot prior to this.
Yeah.
I remember her holding the coffee, and I thought, how the fuck?
Am I going to hold on to
it? Well, no, I thought, why is she bringing me in that? I did not ask for this. Why is that? Is that so? But I guess no, but
she
I had.
She said, "Do you, we want you to drink something. Do you want juice, coffee, water? We have apple juice. We have orange juice."
Uh-huh.
And you said coffee.
I did say that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Taking the lid off for you here, okay?
Oh, this is dangerous.
Dangerous.
Okay, I got it.
Got it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Do you remember what you said you wanted to go get after we leave here?
It's a burger.
What are you going to have? Eric.
Huh?
Your coffee's moving around.
It's a burger.
What are you going to get?
Hash browns. Not cubed.
What if they only have cubed?
Well, I'm not going there anymore.
Such an idiot.
Okay, so I guess I remembered it there, that first moment, interaction. But yeah. Right now, I do not remember the first interaction.
Okay.
See that look? That's the look you make.
Yeah.
That's drunk asshole look. Okay. Like when I go to Pepino's, or when we used to go to Pepino's, and you know the people are getting drunk. That's the look that, like, Ben Glaze was making when he was blackout drunk.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Wow. I can't imagine the first person who had to do this. First person that did the protocol.
I'm just
going
to take a look at your ID here.
I think she had hard eyes for me. Did you get that impression?
No.
Oh.
How's the coffee?
Hey, we could set her up with Cutie Patootie. She doesn't. She's young and she's not married.
Yeah, moment is lost. We'd have to go back there. It'd be terrible. That would be something, though.
What'd
I say? Hold on.
How's the coffee?
Very wet.
Wet.
You remember that?
No. So I didn't say, like, I want BBC or anything?
No.
All right, that's it. So nothing major. But I still want to share.
Isn't too bad.
Oh, fuck. My God. What a day. Well, that's that.
But everything, all is good. And whoa.
Sorry.
The doctor said that, and actually the nurse said that you may not remember even this tomorrow. Like what you're doing right now, even though you're
impossible
cognizant of what you're doing, she said you may not remember it.
I want to be driving the RV in about 5 minutes.
That will not happen. You can't drive for 12 hours.
Okay.
From like 9:30.
Okay.
So if you want to drive it at 9:30 tonight, you can.
No. However, and I talked about this earlier today, I will be voice tracking Big 101.3 with whatever residual medicine. So I don't know. Maybe I'll say the N-word today, and then you'll hear it next week.
Let's hope not.
But no, obviously. I mean, me at just 5% capacity, everyone knows, is better than everyone else in the world. Okay? It's never a good look when I talk about how excellent I am, right?
Correct.
Okay, there you go. Right.
So we're heading out tomorrow at some point.
Yeah.
Early, though.
Okay.
Because everybody else is going to be up there.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
And we have birthdays to celebrate. NFK's birthday is Sunday.
This person wants me to do the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast tonight. I don't think I'm going to do that. Just lay low. I might post to Patreon with my very meager setup of like my cell phone, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I know that's going to piss you off, so I'll have to do it while hiding. But okay, that's it. Thank you. Bye, everybody. Thanks for all the support and all the love.
See ya.
Appreciate it.